Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey. Hi, Ruth Ann. How are you?
Hi, Santia. I'm good. Thanks.
Good. We're going to be talking about a difficult subject today about old losses and about how old losses can catch us by surprise when you thought that you had, maybe the event was behind you, you had worked through whatever that those feelings and emotions were. And you were going to talk about your specific event, your anniversary
event. This is the 10th anniversary of my husband, Terry, falling at our house and dying. And some of the anniversaries, I've gone through them and always think about him, and yet they didn't kind of take me to my knees. But the last 2 days, I just find myself crying unexpectedly or having him on my mind more or missing him more or thinking about the things that he's missed in the 10 years since he's been gone. He would love iPhones and iPads and all the great computer stuff and new boating activities and seeing our grandkids and our kids and so on. So it just surprised me because I thought, how can we maybe see these vulnerabilities coming? I don't know if there's any way. And I thought maybe you and I could talk about that today and maybe provide some lifelines for all of us who are going through losses, not just when they happen, but as they, track through our lives and see if we can come up with some ideas about what we could do about it.
So exploring some ideas, and I appreciate how transparent you are in sharing your personal experience as well. And I think it's good for us to hear those things so we can help the friends and the family members of individuals that have had significant anniversary events, or I'm saying the anniversary that it's happened.
Right,
of course,
right.
How we can provide support and how we can be sensitive and also maybe things that we shouldn't do.
Yeah, the idea of being aware of an anniversary and not being afraid to say something, not being afraid to reach out to somebody, is really a gift, because sometimes people worry they're going to say the wrong thing or, oh, well, that happened so long ago. How can it still bring up any painful memories at this time? But you'd be surprised. I'm surprised that the experience can't. I mean, once we have a big loss, it remains a part of the fabric of our lives and our life. And so friends and loved ones around who are sensitive to that and who can see maybe that there is a little bit of a sadness going on or a reaction or whatever, and are willing to step into that and say something or give a hug or take time to talk about what the loss was, I think that's a real gift.
That is.
I think the thing not to do is to minimize it or to, it was so long ago. How could that, make some kind of a
kind of a judgment.
A judgment. Yeah, exactly. I think that just drives the pain inside and the person who's feeling it and doesn't make it better. It just goes underground.
And I would think you wouldn't want to share as much with that person.
Probably not. I wouldn't, that's for sure. Well, and the thing about my loss with Terry is that it's a private loss, but you've had private losses, and you lost a beloved dog, and, I lost a beloved cat one time, and that was a huge loss. And I don't know that when we lose animals that they always get, that the experience of that loss always gets its due.
And that's true. I have a photo of Ollie on my desktop, and some people confuse him with Rafferty because they're both red.
Rafferty is your dog now,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people do, I've noticed people do tend to minimize that. It's, oh, it's just a dog. And for me, it was a lot more than that. And And you do realize the people that do understand that mm-hmm. loss when they've lost another pet too. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think that's what I appreciate, the people that do mm-hmm. understand that.
Well, the love of an animal is so pure and unconditional. Even Max, my cat, who would bite and who would, you know, ruin my plants by jumping on them and swinging on. I mean, that love is still so pure. You just can't replace that so easily. So that's another kind of loss that can come up and catch us by surprise mm-hmm. sometimes. So it's interesting, when we were talking earlier, we've got private losses like that, and then we've got public losses. 9/11, in our Northwest here, the loss when the four policemen were slain in mm-hmm. the coffee shop Forza, just so in such a horrible way. Just any kind of big crime like that that catches us by surprise. Certainly when Kennedy was shot, mm-hmm. that's in part of my history. All of those create ongoing experiences in our mind, or ongoing memories in our mind, that can come up years later and catch us by surprise. For me, the thing that got me out of 9/11 in the active, painful grieving and feeling so stuck and afraid for our country mm-hmm. was to finally bake a birthday cake, which is something that I love to do for friends and family. And I baked a birthday cake for a good friend, Dixie, whose birthday is September 19th. And that lifted me out of that time. And so, or not the time, but the helpless mm-hmm. feeling about that time. And so on 9/11, I think about the gift of being able to do things for people that matter to us mm-hmm. as a way to get through that time.
I like that. So it's really serving and doing right. some form of service with other people or for other people.
Right. And I know Rob was talking about when the policemen were murdered at the coffee shop, he offered to play music mm-hmm. for them. And I mean, even at that point, being able to do something in the immediate experience, but then afterwards, possibly doing something on a later anniversary mm-hmm. or in their memory could be a piece of healing for them.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that also brings up, I mean, we're talking about those old, that's kind of a funny way to put it, but those previous losses which we think we've dealt with. And I mean, certainly for me, my life is wonderful. I have a wonderful husband now, and my children are incredible, and grandchildren, and I love my work and my clients and all the good things that life has to offer now. And so it surprised me that this particular anniversary in losing Terry would bring, you know, kind of a painful piece of experience along with it. I thought, wow, I mean, that's not...
I was like, where's that coming from?
Yeah, it's like it's not in keeping with what's happening today. Mm-hmm. So I think when that comes up, we need to remember to present time our life, which is to say, okay, this is today's date. And that's not the date 10 years ago when the bad thing happened. Mm-hmm. Today's date is this. And as soon as I do that, it brings me into present and helps remember that, okay, I'm not in that really painful, vulnerable time. I'm 10 years later, and I've done a lot of coping since then, and I know a lot more about life, and I have a lot more compassion to offer because mm-hmm. of what I went through. Mm-hmm. And I certainly think that remembering what we are and who we are today is one of the things that we can do if we're caught by surprise. But sometimes it's hard to remember that.
Yes, when you're in
the middle of it, right? I didn't remember that when I was driving to work yesterday and got caught by, oh gosh, 10 years, wow. Yeah. You know, and started to cry in the car and thinking, no, you can't cry. You got to go into Office Depot. get, you know, I hope I have on mascara that won't run. Yes. Oh, dear. Then I thought, nobody knows me in Office Depot. I don't care.
And they're probably thinking about the other things anyway.
They didn't care. No, they don't care. And that's the other thing. We put things into perspective. And if we have to cry in public, and Lord knows I've done my share of that, it's mm-hmm. just got to be all right. And if it's not, okay.
That's how I felt too. It's...
I'm not going to worry about it if somebody's going to be upset because my mascara is running. Although people are really kind.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. But
And it seems like that's part of getting through with the present timing is that acknowledgement. So crying right. being part of that.
That's true. Yeah. And letting the feelings out mm-hmm. rather than trying to stuff them back in or just discount them. Mm-hmm. So one of the other things, and we in our conversation beforehand, Rob was talking about this. It's not really the time so much as maybe a trigger and maybe other things going on right now that bring Terry closer to my mind. Mm-hmm. And that is true. There are other things going on right now. Jim and I are taking my book, Suddenly Single, down to the ADEC conference, the Association for Death Education and Counseling in Los Angeles, the end of this month. And we've got an exhibit and we're going to be sharing the story down there. And so he's very much on my mind mm-hmm. right now in getting ready for the conference and trying to figure out the display and ship everything and load everything up. You know, in that we haven't shipped and figure out all the details around that. So, and then I didn't sleep last night because I've got all this stuff on my mind. So that's another piece of it. When we're busy and when we didn't sleep like last night, then all those feelings come rolling in mm-hmm. a lot more. The line between conscious and unconscious is thinner.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That is. So it sounds like also paying attention and taking care of yourself during right. those times too is an important part of it as
and
well.
And being aware that, yeah. you know, because I didn't sleep, because I'm tired, mm-hmm. because I'm full of questions about, what do I have to do? And who's going to do this? How am I going to ship those things? Oh, I hope those boxes arrive. And what if the boxes don't arrive? That all of that just makes me more vulnerable. And mm-hmm. so I guess I need to remember that if those feelings come flooding in, that's just part of it. And just to be tender and go, okay, this is today's date, mm-hmm. and I can manage and ask for help. Maybe yes. if I need to, right?
And like you said, so acknowledging mm-hmm. and so taking care of yourself, and then acknowledging those feelings,
being aware of the context of what's going on in my life right now, or in our lives right now. So, such an interesting process.
It is
managing our lives.
And again, I appreciate so much that you're willing to share this and. That's something that not a lot of people are willing to do that. So I think it's easy to talk about things if you haven't experienced those things, mm-hmm. but you're in that moment mm-hmm. and to be able to talk about that and share that with individuals. And I think that makes a big impact for them.
Thank you. My goal is to give people handholds mm-hmm. and lifelines and permission. And if this story and any of my stories with your help can make a time or an experience easier for someone, I am just happy to share.
Oh, it's like a bunch of hugs.
Yes, hugs. Here comes a hug.
Thank you so much, Ruth Ann.
Oh, Santia, such a pleasure to be with you again. Thank
Likewise.
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.